I have a little bit of a confusion with my meditation. It seems I'm not sure whether I'm silently saying it or thinking it. And it seems it's hard for me to differentiate. And I wonder if this is affecting my meditation, because it seems like I go down a certain level. I never seem to go below that. Or, of course, I'm not sure what level that is. It may sometimes be deeper than others, but...
No. No, this is a fortunate experience. Sometimes it may be deeper than others. That shows your process is right. Sometimes you are going deeper and sometimes you are not going deeper. How deep we go depends upon the normality of our system. If our system is functioning more normally, we go deeper. If it's little less normally, we remain a little shallower. But as long as it keeps changing, the level keeps changing. As long as the level keeps changing, we are satisfied.
Well, it changes, but since I've been here, I don't think I've... At least I don't know that I've transcended.
No, don't worry about transcending, huh? Because, see, something that brings the mind to this level, it won't stop at this level if it is allowed to function normally. It will take it to the transcendent. But if there is some such thing, stress, something in the body, it might stop you going from there. But as long as you remember that sometimes deeper, sometimes not deeper, as long as this is happening, we are absolutely satisfied, the process is correct, and any time you may slip...
Oh, pardon?
At least any time you may slip into transcendent.
Well, there's nothing to worry about then, whether regard saying it silently or just thinking it.
No. As long as sometimes it is deeper, sometimes it is less deep, as long as this is happening means some changing situation is there. So long you are doing right meditation, whether you think that you are thinking or you think that you are slowly saying. Whatever you are doing is right. As long as this is shifting back and forth, less or more, no matter what you are doing, it is right.
Also,
because the change of expression may be highly confusing, whether I am saying or whether I am thinking, or whether I am sometimes saying, sometimes thinking. Some such, we don't analyze them. Because saying quietly and thinking, it means the same thing. And if it is right, then sometime deeper, sometime shallower, this keeps on happening.
Okay, thanks.
Someone said today that I don't experience anything during meditation which other people are telling us, but I see results in the day. I said, whatever you are doing is right. Because what we want is the result. If 12 hours are better, we don't mind what we have been doing half an hour. Because they can't be better without right meditation. It's only right method of meditation that brings the right results. Then I told her, in this meditation, the ideal experience is vanishing of meditation. I mean, vanishing of experience. When the experience is found to be nil, we take the mantra, and then it becomes shallower and shallower and shallower and goes away. That means the attention and the experience is fading. So fading of the experience is the right experience. And therefore, no colorful experiences should be anticipated.
Maharishi, well, I've only been meditating for about 6 or 7 months, and I've never transcended. Well, I know there's no rule, but could you give a general idea of how long it would take before you would experience transcending?
How many feel they have not experienced transcending? And how do you know you have not experienced transcending?
Well, you said that if we've experienced it, we'd know it. And since I don't know it, I...
I told you, whenever you will see a rose, you will know it. You are seeing this rose, but maybe you are not knowing that this is a rose. Now let us analyze. Huh? Everyone will analyze. Huh? All those who raised the hands that they did not transcend. Now let us analyze our experiences. Sometimes you feel that the mantra becomes, as someone said just now, sometimes it is deeper and sometimes it is not deeper. You feel something like that?
Well, yes, also I can't tell the difference, like, you know, someone was up here talking about, you know, subtler levels of thought. I can't, you know, differentiate like 1, 2, 3, you know, different subtle levels. And the only thing that I experience as a subtle level or, you know, any kind of deepening of meditation is my body relaxing. And it's very pleasant, but I'm not sure if this is actually getting to subtler levels at all or how you can tell how deep you've gone.
I think your expression is very exact when you say that I don't know what subtle. It's difficult to distinguish what subtle. It's very good. That means your expression is very exact. But do you remember that sometimes you are thinking the mantra and then it becomes fainter and fainter, or it becomes vaguer and vaguer, and then you find it goes away. That experience is there. So this fainter and fainter experience, this is what some people say, the mantra becomes finer and finer and finer. Some say subtler levels. Now this is what subtler levels means, finer and finer and finer and finer. Different ways of expression, but it is the same experience. That it becomes vaguer and vaguer and vaguer and vaguer. Do you feel sometimes it becomes very vague? You are able to experience it, but it's almost not there, faint.
Well, yes, but I expect it to be, a different feeling, like than just, you know, slowing down or relaxing or getting, like
yeah,
I expect
yeah, yeah.
there to be, you know, like a
right,
flash or
right,
a difference
right.
or
yeah.
something.
Now you experience that the body is relaxing and settling down, and on the mind you feel that the mantra is very vague and very unclear and very unclear. And sometimes it is so unclear that you don't have the mantra at all. And yet there is no thought, and yet there is no mantra, but you feel you are awake inside, you are not asleep.
Well, these feelings don't last very long. If I get them at all, they don't last very long.
Right. Now that means, once you know that they don't last very long, that means you have experienced such states where the mantra is no more there and the thoughts no more there and you are awake inside, and then you slowly come out. Come out means you may think that, oh, now I'm not doing the mantra. Start the mantra again. This happens.
Is that it?
Now, transcendental means beyond. Beyond what? Beyond the finest state of the mantra. So our awareness goes beyond the finest state of the mantra, and there is just awareness, that inner awareness, that you know that you didn't have the mantra, you didn't have the thought, but you know it was not like sleep. Inside you were awake. This is transcendental consciousness.
Well, it's very pleasant, but it's not blissful. Will it get better?
Now. It's very pleasant, but not bliss. With the word bliss, what we mean is a mass of happiness. Mass of happiness. It means a mass of happiness. This is a mass of energy. It is matter. It's not energy. Mass of energy does not exhibit any quality of energy. It exhibits the quality of matter. Even though every fiber of matter is just energy, 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 energy. But because it's a mass, a solid mass of energy, it does not exhibit any quality of energy. Like that, when we say bliss, we mean absolute happiness. Now, relative happiness is there as long as the mantra is there. And once you have transcended, what you have transcended is the field of relative experience. That is the field of absolute. That absolute is bliss with reference to happiness. But bliss is like the ocean of a silent bed of ocean. The water is full, but it's not wavery, no waves. So that is called bliss. Ocean of happiness, full, yet without a ripple. What you are experiencing is some pleasantness, some happiness. So that pleasantness is on the borderline, on the line of where the absolute and the relative meet. And when you go a little deeper, there is pure absolute. Coming out, you feel some pleasant. So, maybe you are not experiencing very, very fine state of the mantra, and you don't know at what time you transcend the finest, that means transcending, that you may not experience. But what you are experiencing is sometimes no mantra, no thought, inner awareness. That is enough to say the experience of transcendental consciousness.
Is it perhaps too early in
No, not too early. Where is the question of delay when you are already experiencing that state? Now, with practice, that experience of awareness, which maybe now you experience in a hazy manner, it's not, maybe hazy, you feel that no mantra, no thought, and inner awareness, maybe that inner awareness is not very, very clear, but it is clear enough to have given you the memory that, oh, it was a good thing. Yes, I have experienced that state, no mantra, no thought, inner awareness. This is transcendental consciousness. Now, what makes that experience hazy and what makes that experience clear? Some stresses, some deep-rooted stresses here and there might prevent clear experience of that pure consciousness. And with practice, all the nervous system is going to be free from all stress and strain gradually, and you will have very clear experience. The same experience is the same, only it will differ in degree of clarity. It becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. Now how many feel that they have never transcended? See, 1/10 of the hands are up. That is transcendental consciousness, that is transcendental awareness. That is the ultimate reality of life.
So all I need is practice then? All I need is practice then?
All you need is get on to that level and without trying to go there, keep on going there and coming out and going there and coming out. More and more of that pure consciousness, bliss consciousness, happy mood will come out more and more and more and more. So don't have to be desperately unhappy when you are experiencing happiness. It's a good experience. It's a good experience. You can't, when you are experiencing something, you can't doubt your own experience, That we never do. Name, we may not know the name of it. But once we know that it is called that pure consciousness, then we know, oh, I know what it is. So, you are all the knowers of reality. You are all realized people. And that you should not doubt, because you know what absolute is and you know what being is. That transcendental pure consciousness is absolute being, that is transcendental, and that is our self. How we know it is our self? As long as we are experiencing the mantra, the self is this and the experience. And when the mantra is becoming less and less, mantra is gone, experience is gone, experiencer alone remains. And that experiencer is pure awareness, bliss consciousness. This is self-realization. Now you don't have to be anxious for realizing this self. You have already realized. And you know from your own experience what the self is. What is the self? That pure consciousness, pure awareness, that unbounded being. Unbounded is important, Unbounded, universal. And when you will not lose that experience in sleeping, dreaming, waking, never, then it will become eternal. That unbounded in its structure is eternal, but it has not become an all-time feature of your experience. When you sleep, it goes away. When you get involved in the work, it goes away. But with practice, it's going to remain all the time. And then you will know that absolute being is eternal also.
I have experienced transcending in a dramatic manner, vacuum cleaner effect, etc., only 4 times in 18 months of meditating.
What is this vacuum cleaner?
As if sinking very quickly, drawn
sinking
in.
Sinking very quickly, yeah.
I long for the sweetness of this experience. It has not occurred for 6 months. Why does it stay away so long?
Is it that during meditation there is some searching for it? some expectation about it, some longing for it. This longing may offer resistance for it to come. See what happens. A businessman opens a shop. Sure enough, all the rates of things are set up to bring profit. And therefore, the customer should be dealt with in a very innocent way. If the customer senses directly or indirectly that there is some anxiety to get profit, he runs away. Any customer will not stay in the shop if he senses that there is an eye on the profit. Just like that. Mind, if it has an eye on the result of meditation, that works as a deviation for the mind, and then the mind doesn't get to that state. It's a resistance that we start offering. There is a word in English, greediness. And it's not thought to be a good quality. People refrain from being greedy. So we refrain from the expectation of that sweet, delightful state of consciousness. It will come many times in each sitting, but innocently it will come. We have to be unconcerned with the results. Just we have set ourselves on the way, and that is enough, and that is all that we can do from our side. If the nervous system is suitable at this moment, we will have it and have it and have it, and many times have it in one sitting. But if there is some discrepancy in nervous system, we may not have it, but doesn't matter. If we don't have it now, next time we have it, but innocently always. Expectation, not good.
Why do people often feel they experience transcendence at or very near to the time they are initiated, but not afterwards, even though tension should steadily be removed?
It's not that the people generally feel transcending in the beginning stages of practice and later on they don't. It's just the other way. Later on, the experience of transcendence is clearer and being clearer and clearer. Otherwise, the practice will become futile. If the practice is to close the doors of perception, then it's no good. It makes the perception sharper and sharper and sharper. This is the effect of practice, the utility of practice. But if one feels something like that, then there is a reason to it. And what is the reason? In the beginning of meditation, during initiation, for the first time the mind experiences subtle states of thought, subtle state of thought. Now the mind in this area, functioning in this area for a long time, starts experiencing roughness of life, worries, anxieties, roughness. And the moment it comes here, this depth increases, and this little increase in depth of the activity of the conscious mind against the contrast of this roughness of life brings a very great contrast. The contrast is great. As if in thick darkness some small light comes and one feels, oh, light, light, light. And if the light remains like that and the light increases, maybe one candle power every hour keeps on increasing. After 24 hours, certainly the light has increased, but the contrasting feeling is less. Every hour, 1 watt increasing. The contrast is less. In the first hour, from pitch dark to 5 candle power. The contrast is tremendously great. Due to this contrast, one feels that, yes, ah, such a wonderful experience. Later on, from this depth, it increases to dip. This depth maybe in 1 week. Next week increases to dip this depth. So this little difference in one week, doesn't seem to be any difference. But this difference from here to here, on the first day, in the first dive, it was big difference. That's how it might look, that in the beginning the meditation works and later on it does not. But it's just the other way.
Sometimes I have experienced the mantra becoming more subtle, then stop and no thoughts arise.